Stage, the company starring Bill Bailey.
Yes. Yeah. Because I'm the real Bill Bailey, I'm not the fake Bill Bailey. I like ladies, guns, and diamonds. I like to fire a lady out of a diamond crusted gun into a giant lady style gun guard. I want a hedge fund, but not in the traditional financial product sense. I want a hedge made out of money. A dollar hedge I can trim and look over into my garden when my lady's there. I've got a bear and a leopard and a solid gold owl. You want a garden? I've got a fantasy trowel. It's like an ordinary trowel. But even better to do more. I've got a farm. I've got cows made out of tungsten. Sometimes I get crazy. I like to get a monster. If he had a clip of a glock on the tungsten cow, cow goes down, pow! Who's laughing now? Who's laughing now? I'm the rural guru. I'm the rustic mystic.
Yeah, because I'm the Dalai farmer.
Pinstick. I picked it up too late. Just looking at this white cross. I don't know what this white cross is on. I'm a flea helipad. And doubters. I think there's a lot of doubters. I like doubting them. It's kind of it's more of ensuring the certainty. I don't feel sorry for Thomas, who's become like the daddy of doubt, doubting, even though it's a different phrase, doubting Thomas. It's really harsh on Thomas. Thomas is just a rational human being. That's all he was. Just a little bit questioning. He wasn't like the other disciples, who were credulous meekness. Yeah, I'm back from the dead. Yeah, sounds great. Thomas, just a couple of things I need to clear up here, Christ. You doubter! Filthy doubter! And there's this moment that Christ has to kind of reveal his wound to Thomas, to prove to him that he's been, brought back from the dead. And this moment has been sort of captured in many, many paintings over the years. And there's a very famous painting called The Incredulity of St. Thomas. Now, yeah, you see, this is Thomas here, touching the wound of Christ. In fact, Christ is actually saying, touch the wound of Christ. Because that's how he spoke. He was actually quite posh in English. Sorry, can you not see that? I'll move that along. Touch the wound of Christ. And he had to be from quite a public school or something. He was from the north of England, it wouldn't work, would it? Touch the wound of Christ. Go on, man. Think it moves. Christ is just after a drink that he's got on the side. And here, this is a very famous one, Regina. And here, quite a sexy Christ in this one. Quite an erect nipple. There's quite a lot of nipple shadow. The name of a prog rock band I was in school, Nipple Shadow. Mechanical Christ, like someone who's putting in some money there, the arms going up and down. Guess what I like? This is a Belgian painting called Mavet. And here, Thomas is seems to be measuring up Christ's nipple or something, I don't know what. Christ's clearly bored, give me 5 minutes, I'll get him out of here. And down here, you can see Christ's foot is actually a naan bread. Some sort of clumsy miracle incident. Now here, Rembrandt's going, well, hey, look at that! And scared Thomas out of his wits. Now this one, this is very famous, this is by Rubens. And this chap over here is Nicholas Rocox, who is Rubens' patron, and he paid for the whole painting. And if you paid for the whole paper in those days, you could actually be in the paper. And the thing is, you know, Reuben and Mark gone, yeah, it's meant to be Christ, though, you know, it's kind of like the timings and everything, 1621, you know, you've got a lot, do you want to pay attention or not? But all right, okay. And I think he's got the good grace to look at Christ, whereas his wife over here is just delighted to be in the paper. And here Christ's quite cool, it's like, yeah, like I'm totally crucified, you know. Yeah, he's crucified, and he's really ow, like ow a lot. Scottish, oh, look at that, look at that! And there's some random hippie bloke that's wandered in on the transfixed by Christ's nose. That is amazing, guys. And here, again, the bloke in the back, something in his hair! And here's a rare statue form of it. I feel sorry for the sculptor here, because he clearly wanted to sculpt a halo on Christ's head, and he did it, and then he went, ah, oh, shit, I've got a fruit bomb. But it's Christ is some kind of revenging ninja, like, the world. I agree, if somebody's been trying to sail Christ into this painting.
Celebrity world. I don't tend to go out and go to
made in parallel. I got invited to this premiere of one of the Saw films. You know that Saw franchise? There was horrible film there. Some bloke was trying to make up these superheroes with a wolf.
Hitler.
And I said, oh, no, I don't think he is. I said, although I'd love that to occur conceptually, seeing the look on the BNP's face. I don't think the analogy works. I think that, you know, Mugabe's not trying to annex neighbouring nations. What he is trying to do is to persecute the intellectuals and return the country to a Maoist-style agrarian society. So eventually, he's a black Pol Pot. And the bloke said, well, I shall endeavour to become more circumspect about my dictator-based analogy. And with that, he grew a beautiful pair of wings and flew out over the Crystal Lake. Because he was merely a conceptual entity, and I promised him a magical exit from the routine.
I am not lying. aloud, or even laughing my heart off. Or even I don't know what your way is to be. Rolling on the floor laughing, yet somehow still fighting.
You're perfect. And you think that was Do it!
I've seen some of the most brilliant heckling over the years. I saw this one guy come on stage, he had a guitar, and a Happy Birthday Strawberry, so that's actually a guitar, right? And somebody shouted out, "Oi mate, you go on stage with a stupid prop like that for?" And he tried to answer, and the bloke said, "I was talking to a strawberry." And because I like you, you seem like a lively crowd. I'm going to tell you the best heckle I ever saw. Thank you. 2 years ago, we're all sick. 2 years ago, I was doing a comedy gig in South London, and I was on a bill with an American comic called Eric Douglas. Now, Eric Douglas was the younger brother of Michael Douglas, Captain Zeta Jones' father. And Eric Douglas' life had sort of spiralled out of control, right? And he wasn't a great stat, God bless him. He lived in the shadow of Michael and his father, you know, Kirk, Marcus, Chris, yeah, his whole life. And so he was struggling with it, and the audience weren't really interested in it, they kind of losing interest, and he lost his rag with the crowd. And he did something that he should never do. He said to the crowd, he said, "Don't you know who I am?" He said, "I'm Eric Douglas." And somebody in the audience stood up and went, "No, I'm Eric Douglas."
We know your life is busier than ever, the demands of job, home and family being the strain on your time. That's why here at Zurich Finance we can help ease your money worries. We love tradition, but mainly we love money. Not just in a normal way, we love it in an inappropriate sexual way. Touch it, rub it all over our bodies. Help us to help ourselves. Give us your money and we'll frot ourselves up while you play golf or something.
Yeah, you know, when I to relax, sometimes what I do is I put my head in a bucket and eat a packet of Rebels. Just to be honest, the magic of Rebels is over, isn't it? I mean, we know what the interior is going to be from the size and texture of the Rebels. Put your head in a bucket to make sure identification's broken. Make a chocolate bike out of two wagon wheels, stock a key in, and then park it in a foam-grown bike rack. Actually, I gotta tell you, when I was coming back from Australia, I went to the duty-free chocolate section. You know, there's all that masses of Togro. They got really big Togro, like a big Jenga of Togro. I was looking at the Togro square, eyeing it up in a slightly sort of, you know, in an interesting way. I must have been drooling out of my Togro. The bloke came out of a little door. He came up to me and he goes, "Stop being away."